This is Reception Perception, the show. James Coe and Matt Harmon.
Hey, listen, let's start this conversation with the Dallas Cowboys. The team goes and adds George Pickens to go along with C.D. Lamb. By the way, the George Pickens profile is on the website. We actually spent a good amount of time, Matt. You and I did talking about George Pickens and his profile, and I think one of the major takeaways there was we saw marked improvement, or you saw marked improvement from George Pickens going from the 2023 season into the 2024 season.
Right. We've broken down Pickens now a couple of times, obviously when he was traded and then when the profile went up. And yeah, the big thing to me is big improvement in success rate versus man coverage, 72.8%. That is easily a career best. He had never crossed 70% prior to last season, right. But he's always been a really, really good press coverage beater. But again, he goes to 83rd percentile last year, which was huge. You know, typically if you're going to be a starting NFL X receiver, which is what George Pickens is, I do think, and we'll talk about this, I think his alignment might end up being more varied this year, maybe than people think in Dallas, but he still will primarily be an X receiver. He's been an X receiver through the vast majority of his career. He took 79.6% of his sampled snaps outside in 2023, 79.9% last year in 2024. He was on the line of scrimmage right between 81 and 82% of his snaps. I still expect him again to be a primary X receiver. If you're going to be that guy, it is mandatory that you be, if you're going to be a high volume, really, really good starting player, you have to be good against press coverage. And that's the thing that even George Pickens is like early season profiles where both you and I were kind of skeptical about the results. Mm-hmm. Like, right. I remember his rookie season. He was an extremely poor zone beater, sub 10th percentile, and was a guy that was, you know, kind of like slightly below average against man coverage. He still was really good against press. He's always been above 70% success rate versus press, but for him to get to that 83rd percentile mark last year, where even throughout he didn't play consistent football, right? Like, that's the thing. He did not play consistent football throughout the course of the year. So you just imagine, like, if he can be locked in, which we expected to be locked in with the Cowboys, right? It's the best offense he's ever played in. He's playing with the best quarterback of his career, and it is a contract year. Right. Of course, we expect him to be locked in. You can imagine maybe he even takes another step if you get the full product over the course of the season. So I don't know, man. I will say I think Pickens is really interesting this year from like a fantasy perspective. I think he is one of the most mispriced players in fantasy. I wrote him up for Yahoo in my annual draft day blueprint article as the guy I want in every single draft, because I mean, I just think the touchdown ceiling is so high. It's mostly because, yes, of course, the fit in the offense and the projected targets and the touchdowns. Yeah. It's really that improvement last year on film that seals the deal for me.
We're talking about a player that until last year failed to crack that 70% threshold versus man coverage. That's what we're always looking for. And then all of a sudden, guy just pops up and is close to 73% success rate versus man. That's great. That's wonderful. Now, still was not very good against zone. We'd like to see him, you know, be a little bit more cognizant of where the coverages are. Again, we wanted him to get to that 80% threshold. He's got a ways to go. He's just a shade under 74% success rate versus man. We don't talk about those press coverage scores enough. But again, if you want to be a good player in the NFL, just a good player, not like an all-star, but a good player, you want to be above that 75% threshold versus press. And as Matt has laid out, he's been, you know, at or above that level for quite a while now. 77.6% success rate against press in 2024. We talk about the fit there. You would imagine he's going to see a ton of air yards. This is a guy that's going to be seeing some downfield targets as an outside X receiver. And really, it should open the door here and make life a lot easier for CD Lamb to just, you know, pick you apart underneath and just hit you with body shots over and over again. I think these two guys work perfectly together.
Yeah, I mean, it allows you to, as we've always talked about with CD Lamb, he's such a good player. He is a guy that could run out and play X receiver on every single snap, right? He is that good. He's a guy who had over 80% success rate versus press coverage as a rookie. He's in a very rare tier. You know, I was just posting about Brian Thomas Jr. as one of those guys. I tweeted that out last night about from the note from his profile. About the kind of rare air that he's in from a press coverage standpoint, because he was at 80.8% success rate versus press coverage, which was 93rd percentile for BTJ. The other rookies who have cleared the 90th percentile, it is CeeDee Lamb in 2020. It's Odell Beckham in 2014, Michael Thomas in 2016, Tyreek Hill in 2016, Justin Jefferson in 2020, Ja'Marr Chase in 2021, Garrett Wilson in 2022, BTJ last year, and also Ladd McConkey last year as well.
Let's go.
Really good, by the way, just a really good indicator, right? If you're good against press coverage early on in your career, like that good, pretty much all those guys are, you know, superstar. Like, who's the worst player in that group? Garrett Wilson?
Yeah, maybe.
You know?
And he's a great player.
He's a great player, just obviously hasn't been maximized by his situation just yet. So, again, CeeDee Lamb is a guy that could play X receiver on every single snap, but he's really maximized by being moved around the formation. Right. And that's what's so exciting about him here. With Pickens in place, he can be moved around. But I also think there are going to be situations where Pickens and CeeDee Lamb are on the field, on the same side of the field together, where you're going to have maybe CeeDee Lamb as that on the line of scrimmage, on the ball, slot receiver, and Pickens will kind of be right behind him, like in a stack or a bunch. And that will allow neither of these guys to get pressed. That will give them these free releases where, you know, as a guy like George Pickens, who hasn't been a consistent zone beater, if you give a zone defense, you know, two guys like that to account for who are really talented and really tough to cover, that could even help that success rate versus zone coverage number come up. So that's where I'm saying that, yeah, I do think Pickens, for the most part, will be an X receiver that allows CeeDee Lamb to move around the formation. But I also think CeeDee Lamb being there will allow them to do some more creative stuff with George Pickens than what we certainly saw in Matt Canada's offense early on in his career.
In terms of a route by route basis, again, we're not going to go do the whole George Pickens thing. If you want to find the profile, first of all, go to the website, receptionperception.com. But again, we have spent a lot of time on it too. So if you just wanted to search through the podcast database, you could listen to that episode there as well. But just in terms of, you know, areas where he's winning right now, man, that comeback, I know it's a very small percentage, but the comeback is really good. 85.7% success rate, really, really good right there. 80% success rate on the post route. Again, another really, really solid indicator. And then really for me, it's just, look, if you want to play outside X, you got to have some combination of the slant nine and curl route. You know, you're going to either try to, you know, threaten vertical and try to rip it back to the quarterback, or you're going to, again, take those two steps, show nine, and then take that hard cut inside towards the slant, right? So that's like your classic X receiver route combination, route tree. And again, from the slant perspective, 82.4%, success rate on the slant. That's really, really good, man. So, yeah. George Pickens, definitely took a step forward there in 2024, going to be pairing perfectly with CeeDee Lamb, which is great. I love it. Okay. But sometimes, Matt, you got to have that third weapon. Do they have a third weapon here? Is it Jalen Tolbert? Is it Jonathan Mingo? I mean, is Mingo even making the team? We don't even know. They just paid Jake Ferguson. I love Jaden Blue out of the backfield too. But oh, by the way, we got running backs on the website, baby. Jaden Blue's profile just hit the website as well.
Ooh, there's a Jaden Blue profile. I'm unironically geeked to read that on my next flight, which will be to the Fantasy Football Expo from here. I'm gonna be making sure I'm paying for that Wi-Fi to read this Jaden Blue profile.
Love it, love it, love it. So yes, they've got some pass catchers now. Do they even need a third wide receiver, Matt?
Well, I do think having a guy like Jalen Tolbert, who I will do a little bit of like Jalen Tolbert, like being a bit of an apologist for him here. I think he's a nice player. I don't think he's a special player, but I think you can put him on the field and be your third receiver and like not be embarrassed. This is a guy who came from the lower levels of college. So South Alabama, right? He was a little bit of an older prospect as well. So you could argue that he wasn't a guy that had a lot of upside, even though he did have a really nice prospect profile, because his reception perception prospect profile was pretty solid. I kind of compared him to like a little bit of a Marvin Jones type player, you know, maybe nobody who was going to be like a star, spectacular in one area, but might be kind of jack of all trades, master of none. And I kind of think that's a little bit what he's become in the NFL, where last year, you know, I did a 2-game sample on him against the Steelers and the Giants last year. 66.7% snaps off the line of scrimmage, 36% in the slot. So he moved a little bit around the formation. I think that's what you're going to, again, you're going to need your third receiver here to chip in the slot every now and again. You're going to want them to be like a sacrificial X receiver at times if you want to have George Pickens doing more than just running goes and stop routes, which are going to be a healthy diet of his, right? Dak loves to throw go routes. He loves to throw stop routes. Go back and look at the old Michael Gallup route trees. Pickens is going to do a lot of that. But again, if you're going to want to do these things, like I mentioned, where you're having CeeDee Lamb and George Pickens so close together, you're going to need somebody clearing space. You're doing the Romeo Doubs, doing the Kayshon Booty, the sacrificial X receiver stuff. I think Tolbert can do a little bit of that because he can. I think he's like a nice route runner, not the most explosive player in the world, but definitely somebody that showed to me can run the slants and curls that the Dallas offense tasks these receivers with. Because I do think from a language perspective and just a structure perspective, Brian Schottenheimer is going to put some cool wrinkles in here. Like, I think they're going to run a lot more play action. I definitely think they're going to run at a faster pace and with more pre-snap and, you know, full speed motion, stuff like that. But I think for the most part, they're going to run a lot of the same route concepts. They're going to do that play, which I always talk about with the Cowboys offense, where CeeDee Lamb runs that big ass post route, takes two safeties, and who insert Big Ten white tight end here, which in this case is Jake Ferguson. He runs that little, like, little in route, little slant route, and he's just going to get like 8 yards consistently on that. I think they're going to have a lot of the same route concepts. So I think that Tolbert showed last year that he could do a little bit of that. I think that's like an okay third receiver answer. The Mingo thing is just like, I don't know. They traded a fourth round pick for him. Is he going to make the team? I don't know, man. That's just a tough one. I don't know what to say about that. Because the thing that's tough with Mingo is, like, I do think there was a path for him to being a useful NFL player, but it was as a power slot kind of gadgety player, and you're just not doing that with CeeDee Lamb on the roster, which is why at the time that trade struck me as a little peculiar.
And Mingo,
for a lot of reasons. that was putting it really nicely. I was being really nice when I said
struck me as a little peculiar. The other thing I'll say about Mingo too, he was uninspiring from an athletic traits standpoint. I know he put a lot of stuff on tape that would suggest that he was a big, strong, powerful player, but I think his measured actual athletic traits were not as good as we were anticipating. We thought he was going to be this, like, you know, one of one athlete, and I just don't think he ended up being that way. Anyways, I would characterize this wide receiver room, and tell me if I'm wrong here, I would say it's thin, but it's good. Do you think that's accurate?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, if they have an injury to George Pickens, well, guess what? Then they're right back in the situation where they were last year, where it's quite
the problem is that they're even worse off, though. Because, I mean, at least last year they had somebody who could get vertical. I just don't know if they have anybody who can get vertical outside of George Pickens on this offense.
Yeah, and then if they lose CeeDee Lamb, I think Pickens profiles as a guy that's a great number two. You know, I think he could, by the end of the year, be considered in that, like, T. Higgins tier of players where, like, he's an awesome Robin to somebody's Batman, and maybe some teams look at him and think, because he's in a contract year, and we'll see if he ends up being re-signed by the Cowboys. I mean, Cowboys and contracts, when has that ever been a talking point, you know? We'll see. God, can you imagine, like, the storylines with Pickens and free agency and the Cowboys? Is going to be quite a scene. But could some team talk themselves into, nah, that, like, that's our number one receiver? I think you probably could, but I think he's best served as a two. So if you lose CeeDee Lamb, you know, you're putting Pickens in a situation where he has to inhale all the volume. And again, maybe he takes a step forward this year, but for the most part, I think we've seen that he's kind of too volatile to be a true number one.